Nellie was the first of the Fail sisters to die. That, in all its succinctly tantalizing foreshadowy glory, is how the play Failure, A Love Story begins. Chicago playwright Philip Dawkins' rich, mischievously sorrowful confection is undeniably dark, quite strange, and very, very sad. But the play is also light, whimsical, and quite frequently a whole lot of fun. It's the kind of play that serves up a tragic fatality and then trots out a sunny little song. It's a litmus test kind of play, I think. Depending on who you are, you might leave the theater feeling a bit overtaxed by all that death and loss, while someone else may leave feeling justifiably upbeat and humming a happy tune. The play was inspired when Dawkins took a walk in a cemetery and noticed a large carved gravestone with the enormous word Fail carved into it, the final resting place of the Fail family, who, by the names on the markers, appeared to have had many deaths in the early 1900s. From that oddly macabre jumping-off place, Dawkins went on to craft a play jam-packed with the awareness that, in the end, all life may be short, pointless, and futile, but is not without its occasional perks. In the bubbly, slightly Tim Burton-ish new production at Marin Theatre Company, director Jason Minidakis has assembled an excellent cast of five actor-singer-instrumentalists who play multiple characters, sing and dance, and occasionally join together as the resident band. The result is a show in which the tone of the thing is as important as its meandering, point-packed plot. The Fail sisters, Nellie, Jenny June, and Gertie, live in their Chicago-based parents' home, which is also a successful clock shop, located at the corner of Lumber and Love Streets. The Fail sisters share the shop, brought to life in an outstanding set by Nina Ball, with their adopted brother John N., who was found as a baby floating in a basket in the polluted local river. Reserved and awkward, John N. dislikes most humans, preferring the company of animals, mainly dogs, birds, and snakes, all played by an array of marvelous puppets. Mother and Father Fail died tragically, and of course humorously, 13 years previous to the action of the play. But the Fails are nothing if not resilient, and their hopes and dreams, and all of the clocks in the family shop, tick on, until the arrival of Mr. Mortimer Mortimer, a young dreamer described as a man so famous he was named after himself. Mortimer instantly falls in love with Nellie, forever changing the course of his own life and that of the Fail family, which is about to encounter a whole lot of death, loss, bizarre bad fortune, and the occasional instant of euthanasia on puppets. The script is literate, lyrical, and full of striking imagery. A coffin built of broken clock parts, a girl swimming through the air on a wheeled wooden desk chair, and on and on. It's the kind of script where, instead of saying Mortimer was depressed and couldn't get out of bed, someone says, in the story of his sleep, he was safe from the sadness of being awake. For a while, one wonders if there is a point to all of this entertaining but offbeat weirdness, and then, finally, there is one. Inventively staged and packed with language-loving dialogue, Failure, A Love Story is a wholly original work, dripping with ideas and dazzling wordcraft. Its only fault is taking so long to take its own sadness seriously. Failure, A Love Story runs Tuesday through Sunday through June 29th at the Marin Theatre Company, marintheatre.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.